Radio News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
And here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. In Spain, a local court suspends a home confinement order that was imposed on more than 200,000 people in the northeastern Spanish region of Catalonia after an upsurge in virus cases. Catalonian officials had ordered the lockdown in the area Sunday, a week after the zone had been placed under a less restrictive lockdown. And the northern Moroccan city of Tangier is locked down again after the appearance of epidemic hotspots in this city of 1 million people. And the 250,000 people living in Navotas, one of the areas of Manila, will go back into lockdown for 2 weeks in the coming days. Latin America leapfrogs the United States and Canada to become the world's second worst affected region for coronavirus deaths. The AFP is reporting this. Brazil accounts for almost half of Latin America's recorded fatalities. The pandemic has killed over 569,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States is the worst hit country with over 135,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with more than 72,000. Britain with nearly 45,000, Mexico hitting the 35,000 mark, and Italy with nearly 35,000 deaths as well. And the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, cuts its Middle East and North Africa economic forecast to its lowest level in 50 years over the twin shock of the pandemic and low oil prices. The region's economies could contract by 5.7% this year and by as much as 13% in countries torn by conflict. The IMF is warning. And up to 9.7 million children affected by school closures due to the pandemic are at risk of never going back to class. The aid organization Save the Children is warning. This is VOA News. China has imposed sanctions on three U.S. lawmakers in retaliation for the Trump administration's sanctions imposed over Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province. Monday, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson announced sanctions against Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and against Republican Representative Chris Smith. Sanctions were also imposed against Sam Brownback, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, and the Congressional Executive Committee on China, a joint congressional White House panel created to monitor human rights and the development of the rule of law in China. Rubio is the Republican co-chair of the panel, and Smith is the ranking member and a former co-chair of the committee. The four have been critical of China's policies towards minorities and people of faith. The corresponding sanctions were announced days after the Trump administration imposed financial sanctions against several high-ranking Chinese officials, including the Chinese Communist Party chief in Xinjiang. At issue for the U.S. is the mass incarceration of up to 1 million ethnic Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in Xinjiang. China says the detentions are for de-radicalization and retraining purposes. Ties between the world's biggest economies have deteriorated in recent months over a host of issues, including trade and human rights concerns involving Hong Kong and Taiwan. In election news, incumbent Polish President Andrzej Duda has won the presidential election in Poland. The early victory was announced Monday. With 99% of the ballots counted from Sunday's runoff election, Duda won 51.2% of the vote. The right-wing president and liberal Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski both had about 50% of the votes late Sunday night, with one exit poll by a state-run Polish TV station giving Duda a very slight lead. His Law and Justice Party wants to extend its majority in parliament and implement conservative social, judicial, and immigration policies that many in the European Union have criticized as anti-democratic. These policies include Duda's pledge to ban gay rights classes in schools. He's also called homosexuality worse than communism. Trzaskowski of the Civic Platform Party wanted to restore good relations with the European Union. And the Washington Redskins American football team confirmed Monday that the team is changing its name following pressures from sponsors over a moniker widely criticized as a racist slur against Native Americans. A replacement name is still being worked on. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.